questions.
We saw Aaron Hernandez returning punts a couple of days ago. Is that just a opportunity to get the guy some work, you know, maybe an emergency situation, or is there something there?
No, I think anytime you're a ball handler, one of the hardest things to do is to catch punts. It's not only a great drill for any receiver, as well as punt returners, to focus in on trying to catch a ball that normally is tougher to catch than a quarterback throwing the ball.
What are the attributes of a good kick returner?
Well, there's, you know, there's toughness, obviously. It's like, you know, having to run through a door and you don't know what's at the other end. That's number one. You know, great vision, instincts, cutting ability. But there's a process. Those are the instinct of things you're looking for, the mental makeup, besides the physical skills. But there's a learning process with all returners, no matter what experience they've had in the past, because of the schemes and the coverage principles that we have to deal with here. It becomes a learning process of how they do things besides just the physical skills they do have.
What about the attributes of the 10 guys in front of the kick return?
Well, that's a good point, because you're only as good as those 10 guys, no matter who it is. But, you know, I mean, there's been some great specialists in this league through the history of it, and there is some now, too, that makes everybody look good. They make everybody look good. But when, you know, no matter who you put on the field, I mean, that guy's really only as good as the other 10 guys, you know, to give him an opportunity. You're just trying to get him one-on-one, let him do what he does, but to get him started.
Working specifically with the returners.
Yeah.
How does he help you out? What does he do with them?
Well, the big thing is, because through practice we're trying to not only run a certain phase, if it's the return game versus the coverage, but we're trying to get combinations and trying to run certain situations. So Ivan does a great job of putting in, following a script of the guys we want for that play. So we're rotating through and everybody's getting the experience of the play. He does a great job.
Since we're on the kick return thing, yeah. How would you assess the guys last year? I mean, it seems like an area of improvement there. Maybe.
Well, obviously last year it was an area of still inexperience for us. It's like any phase after season. You're always looking to improve it, no matter how good you are or how poor you are. But you're evaluating schemes, personnel, what you have, what you can go forward with. But it's like anything else. We're starting with it's a point of emphasis for us, but it always is. And I think in our case, there's a good example of the learning curve of things that happened the way they happened, that were either good or bad. And hopefully we learn from that experience and we continue to improve.
Been on the shelf this spring, but from what you saw of him in college, what kind of skills can Nate Ebner bring to the field?
Well, I think physically he has the skill set to have a chance to do what he did in college here and to compete here, and so that opportunity is going to present itself. But as far as being a skilled guy, to us it's really too early to tell, because with all of our young players, we're starting with them at a position with every phase, so they can just get acclimated to terminology, techniques, before you can even advance. And what we always try to do is to put our players in positions, no matter what it is. With us in the kicking game, it's different from the standpoint of they have to have the physical skills to ask that we're asking them to do. It's not like being a running back or being a linebacker on offense or defense. We're putting them in positions to do something physically that they have to be able to have the physical skills to do what we're asking them to do and then work on the technique involved there. So he's like all of our young players. He's starting out a position. He's learning the system. And he's going out and working this technique. And overall, all the young guys are, you know, they're working hard and doing a pretty good job.
I mean, we've heard about the competition at running back and receiver in these different positions, but it seems like there's a lot more core special teamers here than probably ultimately will be kept. Talk about the competition among that group.
Yeah, I think, I think you know, that's one thing I think Bill's done ever since I've been with him or have watched him when I've been other places. It's bringing in competition for everybody. And right now, I mean, we've got a lot of competition, and it'll sort itself out. But with that, not just young players, there's experienced players there. So not only will it, you know, make us better with better competition, give you more options, but they make each other better. On some of the situations you get into with experienced players versus young players. Young players, they haven't experienced a lot yet, so they don't know much, you know, where the older players, when you're talking about a situation or play, they're alert for things that could come up during the course of the down, which really is helpful. So,
Scott, along that subject, one of the few areas where there isn't competition is your two kickers.
Yes.
So do you work with them or do you trust them to push themselves?
No, I think, again, there's another case of the installation of the demand, the physical demand of those guys. When you're installing, especially in training camp, when you're trying to go back-to-back kickoffs and kickoff returns, the competition is always good there, and you're always having enough bodies, let's say, to have quality work every day from that position without, you know, risking anybody physically. So, you know, for us, it's really worked out really well.
Specifically with Mesko and Guskowski, do you trust them to go out and work on their own, or do you give them the drills to try and push themselves?
No, every day we go out, there's something specifically we go out to do. If it's a field position, any type of various kicks that we have to be able to perform, but they go out every day to get better at what they're doing. I mean, nobody's ever good enough. There's always something that they're focused on. If we come off the field one day and there's something we've noticed technique-wise that we weren't doing correctly, that becomes the emphasis the next time we go out there, along with the situation we're building into that they may have to perform on the field. I mean, it's just hard. You never know what's going to come up during the course of a game. So during training camp and during practice, we have to practice those situations. I mean, it could be a field goal attempt on the 1 yard line, and we got to experience that play. You know, so there's a lot to it. But no, they go out every day to get better and they're pretty good self-starters now. They know what it takes. They know where they're at. Physically, they're in good shape. You know, they're getting their timing, they're getting their rhythm, and, you know, trying to improve every single day.
Can you just talk a little bit about Jeff Tarpinian? He made the team last year out of camp as kind of a special teams linebacker before he got injured. Can you just talk a little bit about, you know, his development and how he's coming along?
Well, Jeff last year came in, from the University of Iowa that had a little bit of experience for some of the things we did. For an example, like punt protection, where I got to watch him play the left tackle at Iowa and, similar footwork and rules and that kind of stuff that we use. Had the mentality we were looking for, had the physical skills that gave him a chance we were looking for, and came in and worked hard and showed improvement and got better, and it worked out where we were able to keep him, and then eventually got him an opportunity to play. And I'm sure it's like all young guys, he went through a learning curve, had his ups and downs. But I would say in Jeff's case, every experience he had, either good or bad, he understood them and he could learn from them and continue to do the things he was doing well and corrected some of the things that he didn't do correctly and showed us that improvement. So, and so far he looks, you know, looks pretty good.
Development as a punt returner. I know he had a rocky start to it, and it looks like kind of now he's at an elite level, so to speak.
Well, you know, in Julian's case, I mean, he's one example of a lot of examples through the history of National Football League. You know, had no experience doing it, had some natural instincts, pretty good ball skills, but again, now it was a learning curve for him to, you know, not only catch that ball, understand what the ball was doing in the air, how it was going to come down, and worked really hard on it. But the biggest improvement for him, like all young guys, is, you know, not only learning our schemes and what our strategies are for certain situations, but field awareness when you're on the field. I mean, what's happening to the coverage that you're going to face? What do you have to do as a return? What decision do I have to make? And it's hard for young guys, even if they had experience coming in with us at the beginning, let alone a guy that's never even really done it. And he's worked hard. He's still working on it. He still has some things that he has to improve on there, but he feels more comfortable now. It's like he plays everything before the play even happens, and that's what you're looking for.
One final one. I noticed, I think it was last year, Chung was always your personal punt protector.
Yeah.
He was hurt.
Mm-hmm.
What led you to put Danny Woodhead back there?
You know, there's a couple of reasons. He's had some experience doing it before. He always liked a threat of any type of a skilled guy to handle the ball. You like the speed element he brings out of the middle of the field in coverage. I can tell you this: you never have enough of them. You try to train as many guys as you can because we all know from week to week. Some guys you have, some guys you don't. And that's one position you have to have enough guys at. And Danny stepped up and did a really good job.